It's the Observation Deck on this Wednesday morning with Gordo, brought to us by Kylock George Eye Care.
Thanks, Craig, and thanks to the P1s who showed up for our Tuesday night Twitch stream, which it happens on Tuesday night during the NFL season. Had a lot of fun last night. I went in color last night, which is a new thing for me. You know, I only had the black and white camera before. Mm. I didn't spring the extra $5 for a color video camera. And so I went color last night, and it really shocked everyone.
I guess this shows my age, but I remember when we got our first color TV set, and it was a big deal.
Yeah, I do too.
They were a lot more expensive. Yeah, the when I got a TV for my room, my grandmother, my brother and I shared a room growing up, and my grandmother, for our birthday, we had birthdays very close together, and so she bought us a TV for our room. Now, this is a little, I think it was a 10-inch black and white TV.
Yep.
Which that just, my brain couldn't compute that we could have a television in our room.
In our room.
Same thing. I had a little 10-inch black and white in my room and thought I had died and gone to heaven.
Yeah.
Was it a Panasonic?
I think mine was.
Yeah, yeah. Mine was a Zenith.
Yeah.
Mine was a Zenith. But, the black and white TV. The program would be broadcast in color.
Right.
But you would watch it in black and white because you just had a black and white TV. Amazing. And color televisions were really, really expensive. I found the receipt after my parents passed and I was going through their stuff, you know, and papers. I found the original receipt when my dad bought our family 27-inch color television for the den, you know, which is where we all watch TV.
27-inch,
and it was a console TV, which meant it was a screen that was encased in basically a piece of furniture, sat on the floor, and it had a wooden cabinet. And it was, I want to say that thing was $2,700.
Yeah, I bet.
Wow.
Like, they were that expensive back then.
Yeah.
For a 27-inch TV.
Right.
Color television. You spent... So, inflation adjusted, that's got to be close to what, $10,000 or something?
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, he paid it off. I think he also used to finance them, so you'd pay them off over like 5 years or something. And they didn't last that long either.
Right. The picture tube was always going out. Hey, I found a picture of the TV I had in my room. Is that the one you had?
Yes.
Look at that.
That's it. Mine had, I think mine was orange.
Yeah, mine was white, just like this, a Panasonic. It's actually a 13-inch. TV.
Oh,
black
fancy.
And white.
Roland.
Fancy.
Maybe I'll post this on Twitter for the world to see.
And then later on, I used that same television as my computer monitor. When I got my first computer, a TI-99-4A, and then I hooked that up to the black and white television, and that was my monochrome computer monitor.
Man, you were high tech.
I know it, and I threw it away in the late... 90s. In the late 90s, I used to have it and we kept it in the kitchen. And, you know, when you're making a meal or something, you turn on the TV and just kept this little black and white TV. And it worked all the way up into the late 90s. And then finally, cleaning out stuff, decided, I'm going to throw that old thing away. So I went and I had a dumpster at the time out in the front driveway because I was doing some renovation work. So I went and threw it in the dumpster. And I look out there a couple minutes later, and I notice that my across-the-street neighbor had walked over and gone and stood up on the side of the dumpster and grabbed that TV and took it. He was a guy who ran a garage sale every weekend. So he took my little TV. And then last year, I got curious about what kind of TV was that I had. I used to think that thing was so magical. So as typical me, I go down the rabbit hole researching what was my childhood TV set that I had all the way up into the late 90s. Found the exact model. They only sold it for basically one season.
Mm-hmm.
This particular color scheme, and because it had a yellow casing to it, and found the exact kind and everything. Did a search online. There were a few that had sold on eBay years before. Searched Craigslist. Found one for sale. Mm. It was in Plano. So I drove up there. I bought the thing just because I wanted to set up my old computer the way it was set up. because my dad made a case for it that encased the TV and encased the TI-99/4A to make it look like a PC from IBM. And I went and bought it, and I started noticing, you know, this thing is cracked in the exact same places on the casing that my old one was.
No way.
And I still have not found any proof of the serial number from way back when.
Or maybe that model, they all cracked in that area.
Maybe they did. But I think that there's a chance that I bought back my old TV 25 years later.
That's amazing.
That sold in a garage sale and my across the street neighbor, and then someone hauled it up to Plano and finally got rid of it around the same time that I got to searching for my old TV.
Wow.
Jeez.
Can't prove it, but believe it to be true, which is more important than proving. This is what you believe.
Yeah, to a lot of people,
right. Whatever
yes.
you believe.
What's the most fun thing
that's
to believe?
Good.
That's
yeah.
the thing. All right, Giorgio, you're a degenerate gambler. Self-admitted. Self-admitted that
I've
you have a problem.
That. You may think that, but I've never admitted that.
Well, there's something that's growing in popularity that men are betting on. You may have heard the story. It has to do with the WNBA.
Yay! I will tell you right now.
Uh-huh.
I doubt I will ever make a bet on the WNBA.
Because that's you think it's wrong?
Statement. Yeah, gambling's illegal. And I never gamble.
Is gambling illegal? Sports betting's not illegal, is it?
Well, it is, and you can't go down the street here in Texas and do it.
Yeah, but we got apps and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, you can do it on
yeah.
that, sure.
Hello. Well, there's a popular figure in the world of sports betting. Fade Me Bets, that's his name. And he's got lots of likes and shares on Instagram for his menstrual cycle betting strategy.
Boy. God. I'm on a distance from this one.
He claims he's been correct on 11 out of 16 of his period-related predictions. 68.75%. And he said what's kind of good but also kind of bad is that it brings more people to watch the NBA, the WNBA, but on the downside of that, it's usually all just degenerate gamblers who are watching the games. But he tracks WNBA players' periods.
How, I don't understand.
How do you
how?
Do that?
How does he know when it hits them?
Because
like for human beings.
By the way, I wanted noted that this is another story about the cycle
yes.
by him.
Yes.
No, this is a story
cycle
about
Gordo.
You and your gambling, George.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
either.
you're miscategorizing.
You
this
talk
story.
About the cycle and tampons a lot more than I talk about gambling.
Who are you looking at? I can't tell who you're addressing that comment
you.
To. Well, he tracks players' performance. And when he sees a dip in their performance,
okay,
he is correlating that to a certain biological event or phase.
But he has to get confirmation from the player at
he
some point.
He doesn't have that. So I don't know that you're...
He's just guessing.
I don't know that you're...
betting that they're perioding right now.
It's more that... Hey, we think that
Paige Beckers is having her.
You know, so bet the under on her. So it's you're betting
yeah.
not on the actual pariah itself, but rather the...
So what you're saying is he's noticed a 4-week trend.
Yes, he's looking at the trends and using that to deduce
all
the
right.
reason for the trend. And then
so every 4th week, when their shooting percentage dips...
Yes.
He assumes
yeah.
that they're paying their monthly bill, and he
yes.
bets against them. Okay.
Why are you laughing at this?
Because it's just so... It's very Nathan for you.
And, of course, experts say that this is... You can't go according to this because not every woman's the same. Not every woman has a 28-day cycle. You know, a lot
right.
of times athletes... They skip periods. If you're in really
right.
good shape and you're like a ultra marathoner, you know, your
right.
body will just stop.
Man, striding.
But like any gambler, he's playing the odds.
his idea is that you use all information you have to predict performance.
Why the hell are you using the tip sheet?
He knows he's not going to get all of them right, but if he plays the 28-day odds...
He shares his predictions about whether a specific player is menstruating, ovulating, or in their late luteal phase, which occurs after ovulation but before the period comes.
I just can't believe he thought of this.
He said of Caitlin Clark this summer, he said, she's on the end of her late luteal phase, meaning a decrease in cardio, decrease in strength, decrease in aerobic system.
Obviously.
So she's going to be tired more often than in a normal game. Bet against her.
And how'd she do that game, I wonder?
He's been right 11 out of 16
Legend.
Times, so... He looks at their field goal percentage and their plus minus, and then he derives ant flow knowledge from that.
Well, take that for data.
It's the first time you've done a WNBA story, and it took that.
I always do WNBA
no, you don't
stories.
Either. And I guess
big
we
fan
can,
of the league.
We can put this to the test next year because we all know who the champs are this year.
Who's that?
It's been done, dusted.
Oh, the season's over?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
And
who won?
Oh,
the Las Vegas Aces.
That's right. That's right.
You had to look
the Aces.
That up.
Well, yeah.
I like
I heard
the
about
Aces.
Them winning something like a week ago, and I think this was it.
Winning something.
Hey, I do know the Wings had the worst record, so do they get the number one pick again?
I think so.
Yeah, I wish Man. We knew.
They are going to be great.
So Paige Beckers didn't completely turn them around.
No.
In
she
fact,
was the rookie of the year, though. She had a good year.
Yeah, she did.
But didn't the team lose a record number of games?
Don't worry about that. Influence
in
Colin
history.
Myers says that he uses more concrete evidence. He cites a video of Indiana Fever player Lexi Hull saying that she was on her period. So
he's got her down.
He locked that in,
okay.
That date in. And he
no
told
one.
His group chat to hammer the under for her. Why are you?
Okay, well, couldn't someone who's going through this excel because she's, I don't know, a little cranky and...
Whoa.
Well, now who's taking
who
a leap
is,
here?
Yes, this is also wrong.
I'm not that anymore. This guy, he's publishing these guesses.
Joe,
I'm just...
Joe.
The point of this story is that this is all highly offensive.
I've seen some women over the years you would not want to guard during that time of the month, so I would maybe hammer the over on some of these girls.
See, it takes our resident gambler to look at it from a different perspective.
That's right. Yeah, I thought we were about different
perspectives all the angles
on
here.
The show.
He thinks he can win on the over here.
All right, shut it down.
Can't wait for next year.